Conozco a mis ovejas y ellas me conocen a mí. La razón por la que las ovejas conocen al pastor es porque ellas siempre están con él. Es porque han escuchado su voz tantas veces que pueden distinguirla de cualquier otra voz. Hay cosas que nosotros no conoceríamos la primera vez que las escuchamos, o las vemos, o las hacemos. Pero después de escucharlas, o verlas, o hacerlas muchas veces, las conocemos mucho mejor. Muchas veces cuando yo llamo a alguien por el teléfono y le digo, buenas tardes, nada más, buenas tardes. Y me dice, buenas tardes, padre. Yo le digo, ¿cómo supiste que era yo? Oh, padre, yo escucho su voz cada 8 días. Por supuesto, yo conozco tu voz. Hoy podemos pensar en esta realidad, porque tenemos con nosotros algunos estudiantes que están recibiendo Jesús en la Eucaristía por la primera vez hoy. So, podemos pensar en un rato, ¿cómo es cuando yo escucho o veo o hago algo por primera vez? Let's think about that. What would that be like to do or to see or to hear something for the first time? So, but first, let's think about some things that are not the first time, okay? So let's say if I were to give you a phrase and you know how the phrase continues. So like if I were to say A, B, C, D, what would you say after that to continue? Raise your hand. If I tell you A, B, C, D, what would you say is next? Niños, what would you say is next? First communion, if I say A, B, C, D, what would come after that, huh? E, and then what? F, G, there we go, right? How do you know that? How do you know that it's E, F, G that's next? How do you know that? How did you know it's E, F, G? You didn't think it was like S, U, T, Y? Because you learned it, right? Because you've heard it so many times, right? Ever since kindergarten, probably. You knew that if I say A, B, C, D, you would just get E, F, G, right? You've heard it over and over, right? Or let's say I were to show you my rosary. If I showed you my rosary, you would say, well, I know that that's not a necklace. That's not jewelry. That's a rosary, right? And how would you know? Because you've seen it over and over, right? You've seen it in your home. You've prayed it. You see, you know those things because you've heard them and said them many times. But today, you're going to receive Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. The first time. Now, you know who he is, right? So you know, because I went to your class. Right on that table back there is bread and wine, right? You see it every time. You see bread and wine on that table. But after I say the blessing, it's not bread and wine anymore, is it? What is it after I say the blessing? It's not bread. It's not wine. Come back here. Let's ask in the back. What is it instead? What is it instead? What's that? Ooh, it's the body of Christ. And what else then? The bread is now the body of Christ, the cuerpo de Cristo, right? But what about the wine? And now the wine is the blood of Christ. You know that because you have great catequistas who have been helping all year, and your parents have been helping you all year. We know that, right? Nosotros sabemos que pues ahora ya es pan y vino. Es pan y vino. Pero después de la consagración, sabemos se convierten en el cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. Sí, sabemos. Pero si yo quiero conocer a Jesús, no solamente saber que es su cuerpo y su sangre, si quiero conocer a Jesús como un pastor, necesito familiaridad con Jesús. Necesito estar con Él como ovejas con su pastor. Su primera comunión es muy especial hoy, pero también la segunda, y la tercera, y la cuarta. Yo no puedo conocer a Jesús si solamente estoy con Él de vez en cuando, cada 15 días o una vez al mes. No, es una responsabilidad que yo entrego a sus papás. Que estemos con el Señor cada domingo o más. El buen pastor ya nos conoce. El deseo del buen pastor es que conozcamos a Él.